A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Pei Aleph, Sanhedrin 81A, pagination is 161. We're starting from the Mishnah, six lines from the top of the page. Mishnah is chayiv v'shtei misos bezdin. If a person has become guilty for two capital violations, which would cause execution in bezdin, Nidin Bachamura, he's going to be judged by the more severe of the punishments. We have previously mentioned that there is a hierarchy in which punishment is considered more severe than the other. For example, Skila being very severe, Serefa, then Chenek. Different levels of severity, so the more severe one is going to be the one that's going to be administered. Avar avera shenischayiv shtei misos. If a person did one avera that obligates him in two death penalties, niden b'chamura, in that case as well, we would judge him with the more severe of the punishments. So again, let's be clear. The first case of the Mishnah was that he violated two different violations. He lived with a woman that he's not allowed to live with, and he violated a different mitzvah, Mechal Shabbos. So whichever one is the more severe of the punishments, that's the one he'll get. In this second case, we're getting much more like internal focused. In the very same Avera, there's more than one violation. And we'll see as the Gemara unfolds, for example, he lived with a woman who's both his mother-in-law, because he's married to her daughter, and she's a married woman. So because both are present, particularly when the two are coming from two different places. For example, she's the mother-in-law, he married the daughter, and then that woman became an almana, a widow. His mother-in-law is not married, and then she gets married, where you have very clearly a new violation that was introduced after the previous violation was in place. How do we understand the new violation that's occurring? And one of the approaches is going to be that if no prohibition was added, then it's not really a significant thing to use in the realm of punishment because nothing was added. We have to know if something was added. Let's get back to the Mishnah. If he did a violation that has two death penalties associated with it, he's going to get the more severe one. Rabbi Yossi says, Nidin bezika rishona shaba alav. He gets punished with the first one that was present. Zika is a concept that there's a relationship there, and even if it never plays itself out, there's a relationship there. We have the term used by a woman whose husband died without children, and there is a living brother to her deceased husband. So there's a zika, there's a relationship there. In that case, it's a positive relationship. She's supposed to get married to that man in order to try to have children. There's a zika, there's a relationship. Over here, it's being used in a negative sense. The prohibition that's there, there's an imaginary presence. It's not a physical relationship. They're not allowed to get married. But if you were doing a family chart, you would make an X. These two people are prohibited, or a dotted line. They're not allowed to get married, as opposed to a straight line. That means they did get married. There's a relationship here. Whichever one is the first relationship that existed, the prohibited relationship, it was a mother-in-law relationship, so that's the only one we're going to deal with, is a married woman relationship, and we'll see what applications that has. The Gemara begins. Pshita, on the first case, a person is obligated in two death penalties. He's going to get the more severe one. And we said, for example, he lived with a woman he's not allowed to live with, and then he was Mechal Shabbos. Ela itgure itgir. That's obvious. Do you think that he's like a merchant, like a tagar, who can shop? Now he's entitled to different death penalties, so now he can choose which one he wants. Doesn't work like that. He's being punished. Whichever one is the more severe, of course, that's the one he's going to get. Another translation of tagar, besides the concept of merchant, shopping, another translation would perhaps be like kore tagar, a person who has an argument. And this person, does he really have an argument to get himself the more lenient? The more violations he does, he's going to get a more lenient punishment. It doesn't make sense. This is all pshita. We understand this. Amar Rava. Rava explained, Tachba Mayaskina, and what are we talking about? Kigan Sha'avar Avera Kala. He did the lesser capital offense. V'nigmar Dino Al Avera Kala. And they already judged him that he should get the lesser punishment. V'avar Avera. And now he did the more severe capital offense. I would have thought, now that there's already a death sentence on him on the lesser capital punishment, who is considered a dead man according to that ruling that was codified, and there's no need or opportunity to revisit it to get him the more severe punishment. Kamash Malon, if he did another offense, he would indeed be judged on it and he would get the more severe punishment. Let's drop down to the bottom of the page, about eight lines up, at the end of a line at the two dots, Avar Avera, the second part of the Mishnah, where he did one violation, which in its very essence has two prohibitions associated with it. Tanya, we learned. Ketzat, how does this work? Amar Rabbi Yossi said that Nidin Bezika Rishona Haba'a Alav, he gets punishment with the first relationship that's applicable. Chamoso Venasis Eishasish. You have a case where she's his mother-in-law, but she's an unmarried woman at this time, and she became a married woman. So now this woman is prohibited to him from two angles, mother-in-law and married woman. Nidan b'chamoso, you would judge her, you would judge him because of his relationship with her, meaning you would give her the status in the court case of mother-in-law. Whether she's in violation, it depends whether she was consensual, of course. Eishes ish v'nasis chamoso, a married woman, and she then became the mother-in-law, nidin be'eishes ish, she's going to be assessed as a married woman because that's what came first. Omali Ravada Barava l'Rava. Ravada Barava asked the following question to Rava. Chamoso v'nasis eishes ish, the mother-in-law, and she now became a married woman, and now he lived with her, Nidan Bechamoso, we understand that he's going to be judged based on the mother-in-law relationship, which is the more severe, the one that gets Sereifa. His question is, Lidon Nami a Yisur Eishes Ish. Why don't you also judge him on the fact that she's now a married woman? The word Nami also, I understand that the mother-in-law status, which came first and we agreed we were going to get him on, is Sreifa, the more severe punishment. But why don't you also get him on the fact that she's now a married woman? Da'amar Rabbi Avo said, Moda Rabbi Yosef Isser Mosif, Rabbi Yossi agrees that if something is added, that is not just the same thing, just another time or from another angle, but something was added, something dynamic changed over here, then you could include that in the list of offenses. And by Eishes Ish, by becoming a married woman, something got added that she's not only prohibited to him as a mother-in-law, but she's prohibited to all men of the world because she's a married woman. So something got added, so we should reckon with it. Amalei, Rava answered, Adaburi, my son, my beloved, Ada, betray Katli Katlisle. What, you're going to kill him twice? But Rashi explains on the second line, V'chichayil eshes ish achamosa l'Rabbi Yossi. When does this apply? L'inyan shogeg, who, it's talking about that he did it by mistake. He accidentally lived with this woman. They have a house, different people in the house. He thought he was bedding with his wife, let's say. Turns out he was bedding with a different woman. It was pitch black, etc. And a mistake happened. This woman is assessed on two levels, and therefore there would be two karbanos for atonement that he would have to bring. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.